concerns growing over energy. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, despite the passage of the nation's most comprehensive energy bill this summer by Congress, there is still growing concern over the rising cost of energy, especially among the nation's farmers. This week in Nashville, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander participated in a check ceremony that will help fund efforts for a new ethanol plant in West Tennessee. But as he says and has been saying for some time, natural gas prices are a bigger concern to this country than gasoline prices.
We know exactly what to do about natural gas. First is conservation. Turn down thermostat, and our energy bill actually avoids building 45 new natural gas plants to produce electricity because of conservation and efficiency standards. And then we need to start making electricity from nuclear power instead of natural gas. And we need to make electricity from coal gasification instead of natural gas. And we need to drill for natural gas in Alaska and off our coasts in appropriate ways. So those are some of the kind of things we need to do. And in addition, we need to have renewable fuels. We can use biomass to produce electricity, for example. That's a small part of the picture. But again, just like ethanol, every little bit helps.
Now, farmers utilize natural gas in a number of ways to heat their farms and homes, farm chemicals, drying grain, and nitrogen-based fertilizers. Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson testified this week to a House Appropriations Subcommittee and said fertilizer is priced at more than $500 per ton this fall compared to $250 per ton in 2002. But the price of corn has stayed relatively the same. Nelson told the members of Congress that more has to be done to encourage domestic exploration and recovery of oil and natural gas. Hope all of you can have a safe rest of your weekend. Join us back Monday on the TRN.